Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk about the preacher as a farmer. Many different images of the preacher in the Word of God, each one conveys a very special part of the overall picture of what a preacher is. And no one picture conveys the whole. And so this is another angle, another perspective by which we can see what a preacher is, and he is a farmer. In 2 Timothy 4:2, when Paul says, "Preach the word," he is already earlier in that book given some images, some profiles or pictures of what a preacher looks like as Paul has addressed Timothy. And in 2 Timothy 2 and in verse 6, Paul says this to Timothy as it relates to his preaching ministry: "The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crop." So the preacher is like a farmer. There's a qualifier here in front of farmer. He's a hard-working farmer. When you look up this word, hard-working, it's very vivid. It means to labor to the point of exhaustion. In other words, you're working so hard out in the field, laboring, that you have no more strength left to give. It has drained everything out of you to carry out this task. Hard-working in the original language means to toil with much effort. It means to labor intensely to the point of sweat and strain, to the point where you're ready to collapse and you cannot go any further. I mean, think of the farmer out in the field, especially in the first century, as he is exposed to the cold in winter, the heat, the blistering heat in summer, the rain during the rainy seasons, the drought during the dry seasons, how hard it is to plow hard soil. The farmer has a very demanding work that is entrusted to him. And Paul says to Timothy, your work is just like the farmer. It's going to require extraordinary sacrifice and commitment on your part, and you're going to have to labor to the point of exhaustion, but it's worth it because Paul says to Timothy that the hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crop, that there's coming a harvest for your labor. And the farmer ought to be the first one to receive the benefit of this harvest. In other words, before the harvest is gathered in and taken to market and sold so that other people can enjoy, the farmer is the first to put his hands onto the crop and to be able to eat from it and to receive the blessing for himself. And so as preachers, we must keep this perspective that as we're preaching the Word of God, hearts may remain unconverted and minds may remain unreceptive and even lives may remain immature. But we cannot let that discourage us. We must press on and casting the seed because we know that there's a harvest coming according to the sovereign will of God. We don't know who or how or when. We just know the harvest is coming. And if we will be faithful to sow the seed and to patiently wait on God, there will be a harvest in due season. This image of the preacher as a farmer was used earlier by Jesus in Matthew 13 in the parable of the sower and the seed and the soil. Now, you recall that parable where he says that the Son of Man is like the sower and the Word of God is like seed, and it falls on four different soils. It's the same seed and the same sower, but four different soils and four different responses. And Jesus gave this parable to his disciples to prepare them for the ministry that lies ahead, that as they sow the good seed of the Word of God, that it will fall on different kinds of hearts, and they must not become discouraged if they do not see an immediate response, that they must continue just sowing the good seed. In fact, the word broadcasting comes from this very picture, that you grab a handful of seed and cast it as broadly as possible to get as much seed out as you possibly can. That's the idea of broadcasting, interestingly enough. And that's the idea of the preacher. Keep grabbing a handful of the seed of the Word of God, sow it far and wide, and be patient. Wait on the Lord to germinate that seed, to cultivate the soil so that it will spring forth and bear a harvest. You're just like the farmer. You may sow in the spring, you may cultivate in the summer, but be patient for the fall, for there will be a harvest that will come.